This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
And if celebrity gossip were a banana, there'd only be one man to peel it all off and reveal the nice, sleek gender fruit out there. Hello, Brian Peel from the Aussie Word.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning, Ginny.
What an intro.
Well, you know, I thought I'd try and incorporate his surname and I could all think it was a banana. He's the unreal Brian Peel.
I used to get that at primary school all the time.
I hope really. I didn't, like, ruffle any childhood memories for you. I didn't open up old wounds, did I?
No, you didn't. It's easy to spell when I'm on the phone. I go, Peel? Is that T? And I go, no, P. As in peeling banana, peeling apple, peel. Oh, I get
you. Oh, you poor fellow. You poor fellow. Have to, you know, always talk about yourself. But I've got to say, you've got some good goss for us this week. Mariah Carey. Now, people have described her as a screeching cat. What is she up to at this moment?
Well, look, I think she's still walking around with her hand in a sling. I was still trying to struggle with all of that, but she's got a bit of a shoulder injury, which she's been sporting for a little while. But I don't know how she's doing it, but she's still managing to churn out records to all of her, what are they called, lambs?
Lambs. Oh, dear.
So we have a new single. It's called The Art of Letting Go, and it's going to be released on her Facebook page. So apparently 13 million Mariah Carey fans are about to go insane on November 11th. So the USA will get it on the 11th and Aussie fans will get it on the 12th from around about 3 a.m. in the morning. So if you're keen enough, up you go and you'll be able to listen to it on her Facebook page.
Well, the cats of Melbourne will be screeching. We'll know why. At 3 a.m.
Ba-dum-ching. Now, also, Beyonce is in town.
She's here. Yeah, she really is. I've seen about 20 Facebook updates this morning and every one of them had the word amazing in it. So I'm guessing she blew the roof off Rod Laver Arena last night.
Well, absolutely. There's an article in Herald Sun saying that she's actually raised the bar on live entertainment. And that hasn't been said since Michael Jackson. So that's pretty good, eh?
Well, it sounds like it. And look, she's here again tonight, 25th and the 26th. But wow. I did hear packages start from about $650 right up to $1,400. So if you're willing to go without food for a month, there you go.
What do you get for $1,400? Do you get to, like, kiss her hand?
Probably so. Probably a bit more than that, too, if you're lucky.
Ginny, put your credit card away.
Sorry. Wanted to swipe something.
And she did churn out hits If I Were a Boy, Irreplaceable, Love on Top, Crazy in Love, Single Ladies, and Halo. So very special for all those Beyonce fans.
Well, one thing that my lesbian friends have gotten into, I quite haven't gone into yet because I haven't had time, but Wentworth, it's kind of steaming up with season two.
This show's amazing, Ginny. It absolutely captivated me since episode number one.
Wow.
And if you've got Foxtel, I highly recommend you tune in to season two, which is all go for 2014. Believe it or not, it's filmed right here in Melbourne at an old warehouse in Clayton.
So, I live in Clayton. I should go check it out myself.
There you go. You might be able to rub shoulders with the Frankie Doyle.
Hello. Why am I saying hello? I haven't seen the show, but I'm just saying hello.
I'll take anyone and anything.
Well, New Zealand have taken on board, and I think Channel 5 in the UK have also got it. And I do believe Ireland won a piece of the action too. So it's pretty cool. And the story will pick up about 3 months after B knocks off Jax Holt in that final episode. So we pick it up where B's languishing in the hole and Frankie Doyle's assuming the top role as top prison dog. And we do get to see the brand new governor. And believe it or not, guys, it's Joan the Freak Ferguson.
Wow.
Enter dramatic music.
Oh, and, dun, dun, dun.
And it's going to be played by the 1997 AFI winner Pamela Rabe, who was on Stingers and The Secret Life of Us. And also, in better news for the fans, season two is actually going to be extended. So they're going to go from 10 episodes to about 12. So it's a bit of an additional fix. And I think these prisoner chicks are about to show they ain't done with yet.
And the last one that we want to touch on today is, now I've got a bit of beef with this woman. She goes away for 12 years and everyone comes back. She's like, oh my goodness, the Australian superstar is back. Well, you know what? If you've been living overseas for 12 years, wouldn't call you a superstar. But Tina Arena is back with her first album since 2001 the first English-speaking album.
It is. I'm really enjoying Tina. It's so good to see her back. spotted her on The X Factor the other night. Just seeing the dynamics between her and Dannii Minogue was fantastic. She was on a tell-all interview on Sunday night a couple of weeks ago where she told us where she'd been all those years. You know, she talked about a bit of a career burnout, and she's also got a new autobiography out, which is called Now I Can Dance, which is in stores. But the new album, it's Tina's ninth studio, which was recorded in Stockholm. And also, it's just rocketing up the charts. So it's number two on iTunes at the moment. And also, she's just released a statement to fans saying she's really proud and excited about the album. And it's her first English one of original material in 10 years. So she really hopes it captures that who she is and where she is in at this point in her life. And she really can't wait for all of her Aussie fans to hear it. So the new single, You Set Fire to My Life. So it's an amazing song, and it's out now. So it's a great album, guys.
Mr. Brian Peel, thank you very much for giving us your jig this morning. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
See you later.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.